Fed proposes stablecoin, KYC rules. New chair Warsh abstains. The Federal Reserve voted on June 18, 2026 to propose rules requiring U.S. crypto companies to verify the people behind stablecoin transactions, a direct implementation of the Genius Act that legalized dollar-pegged stablecoin issuance. Every Fed governor backed the proposal. The one exception was Chair Kevin Warsh, appointed by President Trump, who abstained without explanation, according to Decrypt. The split matters because Warsh now runs the institution writing the rule. His predecessor, Jerome Powell, still on the board, voted in favor. A chair sitting out his own central bank's flagship crypto rulemaking is the kind of signal markets read closely, even when no statement accompanies it. The screening the rule would impose, under the proposal, any business that exchanges, transfers, or custodies crypto would count as a digital asset service provider and take on bank-style customer checks. That means collecting customer names, birth dates, and addresses, then cross-referencing those details against U.S. government lists of sanctioned entities and designated terrorist groups. This is the Bank Secrecy Act logic that already governs exchanges and money transmitters, extended explicitly to stablecoin flows. The Genius Act created a federal path for issuers like Circle and others to mint regulated dollar tokens. The trade for that legitimacy is identity collection at the points where tokens enter and leave the regulated system. One carve-out stands out. Decentralized protocols are exempt. A smart contract that swaps or routes stablecoins without an operating company behind it does not fit the service provider definition the Fed used. That line between a custodial business and an autonomous protocol will shape where compliance costs land and where they do not. A dissent hiding inside a yes vote. Even some governors who voted for the proposal flagged its limits. Fed Governor Michael Barr supported the rule, but added a caveat. I remain concerned that the Genius Act regulatory framework does not do enough to address the risks of illicit finance conducted through secondary market transactions in payment stablecoins. Barr's point is that once a stablecoin is issued and verified at the front door, it can change hands many times on secondary markets, peer-to-peer, without anyone rechecking who holds it. The front door screening the Fed is proposing does not follow the token through every later hop. That gap is the part of the Genius Act regime regulators are still arguing over, and it is the part the 60-day public comment period will draw the most submissions on. The reaction in prices, the proposal landed on a red day. As of June 18, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $6,394, down 3.3% over 24 hours, with Ethereum at $1,619, down 2.6%. And the Coin Market Cap Fear and Greed Index sitting at 20 in fear territory. The move was driven by a hawkish Fed posture and broader macro positioning, rather than the stablecoin rule itself, which was widely expected as a Genius Act follow-through. Compliance rulemaking that codifies an already passed law rarely moves spot prices. It moves cost structures. The practical effect on stablecoin spenders. For anyone who holds or spends dollar tokens, the practical effect is upstream. Most regulated on-ramps and card programs already run identity checks, so the rule formalizes what compliant operators do rather than introducing a new hurdle for everyday users. The clearer consequence is for product design. A stablecoin spending card or wallet that custodies USDC or USDT for US users would sit squarely inside the service provider definition and inherit the full screening obligation. That pushes against the lightest touch onboarding flows. Cards marketed on minimal verification become harder to operate for US customers if they touch regulated stablecoins, while self-custodial setups that route through exempt protocols occupy a different regulatory lane. For U.S. residents weighing a crypto card tied to stablecoin balances, the proposal is a reminder that the identity layer is becoming a fixed cost of the regulated dollar token system, not an optional feature. The rule sits alongside the wider build-out of U.S. crypto policy that has moved quickly through 2026. The 60-day comment window is the next real checkpoint. Issuers, exchanges, and card programs will use it to argue over the secondary market gap, Barr named, and the exact edge of the decentralized exemption. Warsh's silence leaves the bigger question open. whether the chair running the Fed plans to soften this framework once the comments are in.